Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Yeah, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Good afternoon and welcome to freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Well, you'll have to pardon me, and still got a little bit of a cold or what have you. I don't know what. We don't even know what's going on anymore with all the viruses and what have you, but we're up and about and trying to do our job and look at the market and see what's going on here. So I hope each and every one of you are doing well today. I've had a pretty, well, it's been aggravating, I'll put it that way. But anyway, we're troopers, and we try to get up and get off the bed and get to work and do our job as long as we're here. So I appreciate each and every one of you. Looking at the market today, the Dow Jones just seems to want to continue to go higher. And here we are with the Dow Jones now. Closing out looks like today at 33,390.84, up 387.27. That's a really strong up move. So with all going on, I guess we better take what the market gives us and be thankful for it. So It's really an unusual market, having gone through the shutdowns and the virus effects that it's had on not only the market but on millions upon millions of people, and the ones that have lost their life worldwide. I don't know. I think it'll take a long time for the real consequences of all that has gone on to really be exposed and told the truth about. We know pretty well where the virus came from. I don't think there's been any doubt of that. And yet it seems like that the current administration doesn't really want to look the Chinese in the eye and say, "Hey, look, you know, we got to have some restitution for this. You punished our country, you punished the world, and you're just walking free and doing no paying anyone back, whatever. It's just Americans are left to paddle their own canoes and get out of the woods and do the best they can." And of course, I don't like to really condemn a sitting president. I'd much rather say, well, the president's doing a good job or doing as best they can with the conditions that they are confronted with. But that just, it's really hard to compliment Joe Biden on his, basically on anything that I think of. I don't know of anything that I could really compliment him on. It's kind of like the old joke years ago about a guy dating a kind of an overweight girl. And his mother had always told him, said, "Well, it doesn't matter what, say something nice about the person that you're dating." So this lady was a little overweight, and so his old boy walked her back to the steps of her home after the date, you know, and he told her, he's thinking, "Golly, I got to say something nice." And he said, "Well, I'll tell you one thing. You sweat less than any fat girl I know." So maybe that's the situation that Joe Biden has put us in, is it's pretty hard to compliment things when they are the way they are currently. But we will get out of this. There will be other elections. I think Joe Biden fully intends to think that he can run again and be elected. But I think the upcoming elections are going to be so monitored and so... If we don't have an authentic, bona fide election that the people put confidence and trust in the upcoming elections, then basically our country is over with. It's that simple. A country that's a backbone and foundation of the country is the people's ability to elect the people to represent them. So we have got to have integrity in our electoral process, or our country is basically over with. I think this past election was a huge test to see if the breakdown of America was fully enforced, or whether the elections can be controlled from now on, regardless of how people vote. Think about that. The greatest country God gifted with so much natural resources, people, the people of our country. And yet it all is up against the wall. It's at risk. And if we can't reclaim that in the next election with a bona fide electoral process that people trust, and say, "Okay, well, yeah, my man or my woman, they lost, but it was a fair election. So hey, we support the ones that did get elected." That's the way the true American process is supposed to work. You may not get the person that you voted for, but once they're elected, we should support them and try to do what's best for the country, as long as that's their motive. And that's what makes America. That doesn't take a lot of thinking to bring that to reality. It's pretty simple. You get out and you go vote in the elections, and your vote counts. And if the person you voted for didn't get elected, then you shake hands with the other one and say, hey, that's great. You hope you do a good job. But our country has become so divided. And this is a communist infiltrated situation of destroying America. You have to know that. You have to understand that the greatest threat to communism in the world has been America. And you know that of all the countries in the world they want to take down and break that away from, it's America. So folks, open up your mind and realize that we're in a battle for the survival of the democratic process that has made America the powerhouse of the world. You've got to stand up and stand tall at this time. I don't personally have anything against Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden is long ago spent his time. I don't think he has the mental fortitude to be the president. Think of this, the president of the most powerful nuclear country in the world. And this man really has problems. I don't know. I just wake up sometimes and say, this has got to be a dream. This can't be true. We haven't slipped that far. But yes, it's there. And we will get through it, but it's going to take some rebuilding and restructuring. After this is over with, look at the damage that the Wuhan Chinese coronavirus has done to the world. You probably, like me, have taken shots. The I did, and I really didn't notice any side effects, but I can tell you that now I have a kind of not a cold or what have you, but it's just something that kind of hangs on. And is that a residue of these shots that we had to take? I know some of you wouldn't take the shots, and you maybe were the wise ones, and but, you know, I thought at my age and all that it was worth the risk, and I went ahead and took the Pfizer vaccine. So anyway, folks, it's just a doggone, we're just going through this transition period of time. We will get through it. I really believe that. And hopefully America will be a better nation when it's over with. But I can tell you, we have got a burden on our back to get through this. Now, the stock market today is just all gaga and all so happy, just running up there. The Dow Jones up 387.40. And, of course, now, remember, all of this is still way under the all-time record highs. So we're not even in the ballpark of that. let me get my favorite chart up here if I can get my cursor settled down. And it keeps, the market keeps being rejected at the denial. You know, I've given you these rivers. There's three, the Rubicon, the denial, and the mid river. And it keeps being rejected up there at that, the denial, which is really reporting at 33,903.25. And the market has a problem dealing with that, and has had for about 6 months. It's not been able to overcome that and break through it. So most of the action has been under that, and kind of toward the mid pivot. And also, my advice is just simply pay attention. Have you some currency handy in case things really get bad? Because the world is in a heap of trouble. China is really groping. And when China is in that situation, they tend to like for wars and things of that nature. Russia, the same situation. So we're in an extremely, in my opinion, in my lifetime, I think we're in probably the most dangerous period in the history. I really feel that way. And so you need to be prepared. And I'm not hollering fire in the theater or any of those things. It's just common sense. Think about it. Have you some dry beans? Have your food storage? And just do common sense things. Have you some cash on hand that if banks have any kind of a problem, that you could have the ability to maneuver around? So it just simply boils down to the old Boy Scouts motto, be prepared. And I don't think that there's ever been a better motto than the Boy Scouts motto, be prepared. That one pretty well let you know. And I was a Boy Scout. I can remember, boy, it was so great to go camping and have the bonfires and barbecue and roasting wieners and things of that nature. Oh, it was a great time, and the Boy Scouts was such a great organization then, and usually it was Scout members, parrot, that was usually the scout master, and they looked out for everybody. So it was a great period of time. I don't know that I don't even see anything about scout groups anymore. I don't even see that they're formed anymore. But we used to, if you had a new bridge opening or a new road opening, usually the scouts would be called in to kind of help direct traffic and stuff like that. They felt, and I don't even see the troops anymore. I don't know if it even exists anymore. I don't really know. But I know that it had a positive shape on my particular youth. And, boy, when you got that first Boy Scout uniform and, you got that troop patch put on there, and then, if you did, life-saving courses and stuff like that, you got those little badges for that. So it was just it was a great organization. And pardon me, I don't see any sign of it anymore. So has it gone away? And if it has, America has lost a great tradition. It's that simple. Now, so I don't know. Doggone it. America has been such a great and wonderful country for millions and millions and millions of people. But there seems to be a certain segment of our society anymore that are obviously communist-inspired that want to break down America and turn it into a socialistic republic, which we won't survive that way. It will just become a part, just like parts of China. Do you want to emulate China? I don't. Do you want the Chinese telling us when to get up and when to go to work and what to do? I don't. Well, we better wake up, because that's what's heading our way. That's the path that we're taking. So wake up, America. I can't say it any broader and stronger than that. While there is time, and there is still time to save America, you've got to get rid of these milquetoast politicians, period, that would sell their mother out for money. And there's many up there that are that way. And I think, personally, this is my own opinion, I think God kind of punished America by letting Joe Biden swipe the election. And that's really, in my estimation, what happened. Donald Trump is someone you either love or hate. He's not a person that goes by without paying attention to. But look at America and look at what was happening under his leadership. Reaching all-time record highs, record employment, one record after another. And yet, the American people stood by and, in my opinion, let the election be stolen with bringing in bags and bags of votes that who knows where they came from. We can't ever have another electoral situation like the past one, or our country's over with. It's that simple. I hate to even think about it, but it's there. You see it. We can't let it happen to the greatest country. God has blessed this country so much with the natural resources and the people. And yet, we're on the precipice of a really declining country. And we've got to shake it off. And it kind of reminds me, I've probably told this a dozen times, over the old farmer that had to dug the well. And the old mule fell in the well. He couldn't figure out how to get him out. And so he just kept shoveling dirt into the well. And the old mule just finally would step a little higher, and he'd throw more dirt down there, and the old mule could step a little higher until he finally was able to step out. So that's what we've got to do, folks. We got to dig out of this. We got to return to being the industrial might of the world. Here, China has, they just walked into America and said, oh, it's just, we can do whatever we want to as long as we buy the politicians. And we'll use Americans' money to buy the politicians to give us the ability to sell all the goods, and everybody will be happy. Well, I'm not happy with it. And I don't think many Americans are happy. I don't know what Joe Biden's approval rate is, but if it's 10%, that's probably a very high number. And there again, I have nothing personal against Joe Biden. Excuse me. I just don't think he was the person for the job, and I don't think the electoral process was honest and correct. And most of the American people feel the same way, but we just kind of closed our eyes and said, well, you know, we'll get through it. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. We shouldn't permit that. We shouldn't have permitted it. The one thing that America has is the truly democratic process of every vote counts. And if you're a qualified voter, then your vote should count. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. And we'll be right back after this message.
Owns you. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Welcome back to freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Well, this is yours truly, the Crow, with Market Watch. And boy, I tell you, it seems to me that there's been a lot of just moving the market ahead with interest rates the way they are. All prices continue up their way up high. Gold.
Unknown caller.
Hang on just a minute. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Daddy Don. Did I miss a phone call from you?
I don't know, baby. Maybe so, but I'm on the radio, and I don't think I called you, but anyway.
it must have been an accident, or maybe a butt dial or something by accident, so no problem. I saw this call from you, so I wanted to be sure to call you back.
Okay, sweetheart. So, thank you very much.
Okay, love.
Okay, bye-bye.
No problem, daddy. Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, by the way, that was my daughter. I must have accidentally buzzed her earlier or something, and she thought I had called her. And such a sweetheart, such a great girl. And anyway, I look at the market and I look at the conditions and I look at the circumstances and we look at the world events. And it's really hard to, grasp it. With an administration that's so out of touch, it seems. And there again, I personally have nothing against Joe Biden. I don't think he was qualified to ever be president, in my opinion. But the people permitted it to happen, and this is what happens when people roll over and just say, okay, well, nothing I can do about it. And that's what you get. That's what you get. So I still think that America is going through a major transition. We're going through something that is probably, when we're through it, we will either be a much stronger democracy, or either we're just going to be in shambles and we'll be walked over on the floor of history. China is not going to back off. They see an opportunity in America that they haven't ever probably seen. And they're going to continue to pursue it and use it to the utmost. We're the crown jewel of the world to be taken over and ruled. And I just hope you realize that. I hope when you're electing people in your districts and in your state, that person, be they man, woman, Republican, Democrat, or what have you, that they have the will of the people at the forefront. Doesn't that make sense? Isn't that the kind of people that you want representing you? I don't know. I guess as I've gotten older and then lately with this, whatever it is, I don't know if it's the virus, but I've had all the shots, you know, naturally. So, but anyway, it's something kind of drugged me down for the last week or so. And I'm in the process of relocating with my son and where I can do some fishing and, you know, right on the bayou and just slip out the back door and get in the boat and drift out the bayou and do some fishing. And if I want to go right on out to the Gulf, the bayou from my son's house, which was originally mine years ago, leads right on out into the Gulf of Mexico. The bayou is just walk right out. You can go right on out to, in fact, I used to really love to make that run between Dolphin Island and the seashore islands that we have off the coast of Mississippi there. So I'm looking forward to that, and that's going to be my process in the next week or so of getting kind of relocated, you might say. And I live most of my life right there on the water, right on the Gulf. And you have to deal with the hurricanes occasionally, maybe once every 20 years. Not every year. But that's part of the process. It's uniquely different when you have the shrimp season and you have the oystering and all of the natural things that are so great about the coast, actually from Mobile to New Orleans. And I just love the area. And I'm looking forward to my return to being able to get out on the bayous, and hadn't done that in a little while, so it's time to reclaim it and redo it again. But anyway, looking at the market, doggone it, just all I can tell you is pay attention. We're in troubled times. And, of course, if you look at the Fed and the rate of interest that people are paying for whenever they purchase anything, it's unusually high. And it just doesn't match up with me. I mean, I've been doing this stuff for 60 years or more, and I've never seen a market like this in my lifetime. So I don't want to holler fire in the theater. I don't want to scare anyone. I don't want to do any of that, but be alert, doggone it. You know, just be alert. There's nothing wrong with being alert, is it? If you go hunting, you certainly have to take certain precautions. You certainly don't want to just go shooting at anything that moves in the woods. So be cautious, be alert, because something big is out there. And maybe Joe Biden was the precursor to bring it about. I don't know. But be alert. Have you some funds in a very secure place that maybe you and your spouse know about and no one else, because things could really get out of shape. Excuse me. Now, of course, you know, they think that as long as they can doctor the market and keep it kind of moving ahead here, then that will keep people kind of pacified. Well, that normally is pretty good medicine, and it normally works. But how long is it going to work under this administration? I don't know. But anyway, I'm looking forward to getting back on the bayous a little bit and doing a little fly fishing and floating out the bayous there for my sons. And I really, really miss that since I've been off of the coast. I've missed that more than anything else, so gonna rectify that for sure. But another thing too, you know, I often think of Nighthawk, one of the brightest people I ever knew, the creator of this station, such a smart, brilliant man, musical talent. Those big old fingers could type, so he always amazed me, and I still miss him. And, you know, I haven't heard anything from Liz. I don't know what's become of her, but I hope she's doing well. And the daughter, he had the one daughter, and I hope she as well is doing well also. So you've got to keep this station as a tribute to Nighthawk. Keep it on the air. And you do that by making those little small $10, $20 contributions to pay the bill and pay the bill for the bandwidth. It's not free, you know. They don't give you anything free anymore. So remember that and throw in a few bucks on a monthly basis. Mad Painter and all the others, Mr. Rowe and all the ones that are in the background that do so much here and work so hard keeping the station going. And I think they've done a terrific job. I really do. And if you want to keep it that way, then throw 10 or 20 bucks in the pot every month and do it on a monthly basis. Don't just do it one time and say, oh, well, that'll take care of it. Do it on a monthly basis. 10 bucks a month or so is not going to break anyone. So let's see here. How much time have we got left here? Well, we've got a few minutes. But looking at the market overall, I can tell you that it's about as inflated under the circumstances as I have seen it. Now, here we are at the end of the week, and with the Dow Jones pumped up there, really, 387 points. Of course, what's happening is the country has begun to get out from under the virus and moving back into an economic position again. That's part of what you're seeing now. So it's not that everything has gotten so great again. It's just the fact that we're finally climbing out and standing on top of the carnage from that the virus left. And, you know, I don't think that I could ever, ever forgive the Chinese for imposing this virus on the American people, that it was done in my, and this is my opinion. You may not agree or whatever, but from all the evidence that I've seen and that's been presented to me that I'm able to comprehend, it was done on purpose. It was retaliation because of the very successful Trump administration that had just really begun to walk the dog of the Chinese industry. And they just had to retaliate. And they retaliated with this virus that was born and raised right there in the Wuhan laboratory. And I'll believe that until my last breath. I can't see it any other way other than it was done on purpose. They did it on purpose, and no way around it. Let's see here if there's anything else that well, I don't feel that great today, but, you know, old soldiers, they have to get up and go anyway, and that's, I didn't want to be dead air today from my standpoint. And the station has been such a great creation for the people of the world. We are heard around the world. We have listeners around the world. We have many in the UK and Australia and Canada, Mexico, around the world. And that is such a tribute to the Nighthawk. And I hope Liz is doing well wherever she is. And Mr. Rowe and all the other people that have done so much to keep the station on the air. And you know what? Send in $5 or $10 or 20 or something and be a part of it. And you'll feel like, well, hey, look, I did my part. And somebody's been doing their part or we wouldn't have been on the air for all these years. I was here in the very early days when we had a handful of listeners. And, boy, it was really a unique experience to see the station just explode in listener base. It was amazing. I can remember the early days and some of the stories and tales that were, some of the hosts were bringing out. It was really Terrell O3. And, you know, he was really a good showman, I guess you could say. And many others that so anyway, folks, how much time have we got left here today? Well, we had a couple of minutes. So just remember, throw in a few bucks if you can. No one asks you to deprive your family or any of that, but it is a worthy cause. You may not put any intentions in or may not even enjoy my program or my time. But there are many great programs here and great shows. And so keep it up. Keep us on the air. And the way you do that is make a small contribution on a monthly basis. And that will assure you that this station will flourish. And it would be such a tragedy after Nighthawk spent so much of his late life building this station and then to see it just fade off. And I just don't see it happening. I think there's too much love, and I think there's too much respect, and I think there's too much need to keep this. It is the voice of freedom, the one and only. Think of that. There's not another really station out there like Revolution Radio. And that's a tribute to Nighthawk. Okay, how much time have we got left here? Looks like about 2 minutes before we hear the music. But anyway, I really have had, I don't think it was the virus, but it's just been a kind of a head cold and you know, just general feeling of not feeling that great. And then making so the transition that I'm in the process of making, too. And anytime you have to go through moving and all of that, you know, it's a lot of aggravation. And, oh, did I forget this or did I forget that or what have you? But I am really looking forward to getting there on the bayou with my son. And so we can get a little fishing in. I really enjoyed our little ability to go out, you know, and go fishing or just go boat riding or what have you. And I really have missed that ever since I've moved off of the coast. And I'm going back home. That's home to me. And I will be so happy to get there. Nothing wrong with the little town that I live in, but most of my life was spent on the coast, and I have missed it greatly by being not being there. So we're gonna correct that pretty shortly. So anyway, folks, does look like the market is gonna end. We're ending up the week pretty good. I hope that your stocks have done well, and I hope your mutual funds have done equally well. And we've done pretty good as the market goes. And you know, don't criticize it if maybe you think it's all phony anyway. Well, it may be, but it is what we have to go with. It is the backbone of America. The stock market is the backbone of America. It has been our, really, the financial powerhouse to build America into what it is today. And boy, I'm telling you that going into the weekend here, the futures are up 67 points. That's one of the biggest moves. So there's something really going on here to push this market up like that going into the weekend. That's really unusual to see that much of a move. That's pretty stout. So anyway, folks, bear with me today. I haven't felt that great. But I wanted to do my job, and and I've so far been able to get it across, and hopefully we'll be back with you again next week. And by that time, I should have made my transition to the coast, and so we'll be probably from the coast next week. And so let's see here. We'll hear the music in just a minute, and then we'll get out of here and turn it over to Deacon John and maybe Hijacker. You know, you gotta love old Hijacker. He has some really good concepts and what have you. And, of course, Deacon John is, a very prominent lawyer and all of that. So stay tuned for Deacon John, and maybe the Hijacker will join him. But God bless each and every one of you. Take care. We'll see you next week.
At Willow's World, a variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, a Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion.